New Jersey. Group of NA. In the New Jersey area of NA. Hey, Matt, that was beautiful. Men's and Men's on Wednesday nights in Irvington. That's my home group. And, sponsorship. Well, I'm looking at that thing on the back. It says Vision for Tomorrow. And obviously, I was an addict that somehow got to the rooms. Get a charge out of anything until that moment. I mean, I realized that I was capable of being relieved of the bondage of the past and being a conduit of God. It was like, holy cow, someone sees something in me. I looked around to make sure he was still looking at me. And he was. He was after me. And I'm, oh my God. Does he know I was a high school dropout? Because this guy's a pilot. And I'm like, oh my God, I was so freaking out. Lawrence, I saw Rand, got my sponsor, and he told me, you know, that all a sponsor is to guide someone through the steps. That's it, and to be there. A little bit more so than someone else. Like when I had the incident with the booze in my life, my sponsor was there in like 2 minutes at the door. And he lived 20 miles away, and it was strange. All of a sudden, I turned around, he's at the door. So they're going to be there for you, hopefully, if you have a good sponsor. A lot of people, in my experience, have talked great things about their sponsor, like they've had the same one for 20 years. You know, I just got a new one in New Jersey, and I haven't spent a lot of time with them. I do go to 2 meetings a week with him and go to the coffee shop after a meeting. So he knows me in that respect. But one-on-one, we haven't done a lot. And it's my fault not making the time versus him. Because I don't stay put very well anymore. I like to go do NA activities. I like to participate in service. It gives me a charge. So with that said, I want to turn it over. But I do want to say that sometimes people have a tough time with sponsorship, getting a sponsor. But you don't see a lot of people around here with long-term clean time without having a sponsor. So that's kind of cue to get a sponsor. I got one only because I wanted to emulate. You know, what do they say? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. You know, if I wanted to stay clean, I had to start emulating what you were doing. And that was one of the first things, getting phone numbers and getting a sponsor. Thank God that he's afforded me the opportunity to get up here and speak. And thank Rich and everybody here for attending. And that's all. You got a lot for words, you're done. Thanks, Lane, for sharing. I would like to introduce the second speaker by the name of Chuck from
the Manchester Group,
the Manchester Group of NA in Manchester area of NA.
Thank you. I'm an addict named Chuck. And this was kind of like a surprise. It was, you know, I really came up here just to do this commitment. And that's really all I wanted to do. You know, they had asked me to share before, and I said, well, if y'all just pray, y'all will probably find somebody to speak for you. And I'm going to pray too. And they found somebody else to do it. But Greg seemed, and I really think Rich had something to do with this too. They was rather consistent, you know, in filling these spots, you know, and I can only thank God Because really, from where I came from, there was nothing in my life that would ever show that you would want me to do anything for you. And that's the truth of the matter. Now, I'm speaking on sponsorship, and I'm going to tell you that I truly believe that I'm involved in the largest sponsorship family in the city of Pittsburgh. I don't think anybody else's family is as big as ours. And I hooked up with these guys. I really believe that God plays an important part in sponsorship. I really believe that. And I really believe that as we learn how to follow directions, simple directions, you'll get on the path that you have to be on and you'll find everything that you need. But you have to play a part. Like I was telling a friend of mine a little this morning, this is like a smorgasbord. You ever see a person go to one of them buffet restaurants? A guy went to a buffet restaurant and he walked in and he sat down. You know, and he sat there and everybody else was getting up and they was eating and everything, you know, and he's sitting there. And waiter comes by and they say, can we help you? He says, well, yeah, I want this. He says, no, man, it ain't like that. If you want this, you got to get up and get it yourself. And I really believe that when it comes to sponsorship. Follow a simple direction. You're going to hook up with somebody. And if you pray, you're going to hook up with somebody that's going to guide you. You know, because like, I was told that like the basic text is like being dropped in the jungle in the middle of the night. You can read through it. You may even find your way out of it. But more than likely, you're not going to understand what's going on in that book. Unless you have somebody with more experience tell you about what's going on in that book, show you key phrases, and show you how, listen, this is not a book just for reading, it's a textbook. You got to study this book. This is a way of life that God has blessed us with, and we got to learn how to study. When I got my first sponsor, my only sponsor at the point right now, I was in a treatment facility. And they brought the message in and they said, listen, when you get out of here, you go to a meeting. You do not go home. You don't go kiss nobody. You don't say hi. You go to a meeting. When I got out of that treatment facility, this is the way, and I'm going to tell you something, it surprised me the way it happened. And I really could see how God was working in on it. Because everybody else, somebody came and got me. And I didn't have nobody to come get me. I had to get on the bus. The blessing of it was when I had my bags and walked outside, there was a bus sitting right there. I got on that bus and it took me to a certain part of town that I had to get off of that bus and get on another bus, and the bus was waiting right there. I got downtown Pittsburgh, the bus that I needed to catch to get me home was sitting right there. I got off that bus, took my bags, threw them in the house, came back out because I had a meeting list. I left there, walked outside, and there was a bus waiting there. It took me downtown. When I got downtown, the next bus that I had to catch to get to this meeting was sitting there. I walked into this meeting not knowing anybody for real. I didn't know anybody. Because when I got clean, I think it was just me and Jonathan was the only one from my neighborhood getting clean there. Jonathan right here. And get this, and we both working on 9 years clean. So I know it's possible when you do this stuff, okay? And I walked in this meeting, and it was, and the name of the meeting was Why It Works. And it had a skylight in it, and there was all these people in this room. But the only person that I could see was the chairperson. And I walked up to him just like I was told to and said, hey, man, listen, I just got out of a treatment facility. I need to get a sponsor. And the guy said, well, if you want, I'll sponsor you. And I said, I would appreciate it. And he said, it'll be an honor. That guy has sponsored me for the last almost 9 years now. That's the type of relationship him and I have built. Even though, like, right now I'm strongly considering changing. Because you can outgrow your sponsor. You can. A sponsor is somebody who can keep, show you, can create an atmosphere for you to learn in, okay? Because you really want to learn this stuff. I'm one of those guys who truly believe that because God gave us this program, I'm obligated to give it to somebody else. This program comes with an obligation, and I truly believe that. And not only to another suffering addict, but to the world in general. Because there's a lot of crazy people out there. Whole lot. And if you work like I work, you're going to run into them. You know? And then if you get involved in H&I, like I get involved in H&I, you're going to see a whole lot of crazy people that really need what we got to give. Our children need what we learn here. They need to learn what a commitment is and how we can keep a commitment. The one thing I'm learning about sponsorship is, it's not so much as what I say, but what these guys see me do. And that's a blessing in itself when you get involved and you do stuff. Narcotics Anonymous is getting to a point where people don't want to get involved anymore. And I'm seeing it in my area because we got too many vacant positions. I was always told that never have so many owed so much to so few. Because it was only a few people that really got this started when you really look at it. But those people were dedicated. You hear me? They was dedicated to making sure this program of Narcotics Anonymous continued on. And the only way they was going to have this program continue on was through sponsorship. I believe sponsorship is the bloodline of Narcotics Anonymous. I see sponsorship as being what they call a fluid concept, because the way I look at it is the more I give you as a sponsor of mine, the more you'll be able to give me back when I need it. And that's just like putting money in a bank and getting some interest back. You'll get the interest back. I got this one guy that I sponsored. He had a problem with depression. He would go home and sit there. And I would call him and I would say, man, you need to get up, put your clothes on, and go to a meeting. And me and him went back and forth like this for 2 years. Man, you need to get up, put your clothes on, and go to a meeting. Eventually, he started getting up, putting his clothes on, and going to a meeting. I got fired from a job that I had. I've never suffered from depression. I didn't know how to recognize it when it starts sneaking in on you. Depression is something that'll sneak in on an addict real quick. When we ain't paying attention, it'll sneak up on you real quick. You'll find yourself sitting at home because you've been disappointed about something. You know, the worst thing you can tell an addict is no. You ruined that addict's day, you tell an addict no. Somebody fired me from a job that I had. It was just like telling me no. I went home, and I sat down. And this guy called me. And he said, Chuck, what are you doing? I said, oh, man, I'm just sitting here. And I guess the alarms went off because I never sit around and do nothing. I'm a very busy person. I'm always doing something. If you ain't got my cell phone number, you're not going to catch me for the most part. And that's the bottom line. You know, you may catch me after 10 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? But before that, you'll catch hell trying to catch me at home because I'm very rarely just sitting around. Even now I got married and my wife goes with me. She goes to meetings with me too. You know, because she needs some help. And I'll tell anybody that. You know? But he called me. And he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm sitting here. He said, you got your clothes on? I said, no. He said, Chuck, I want you to put your clothes on, get up, go to a meeting, and call me when you get home. Mm. I told that boy that for 2 years. And then he gave it right back to me the way I gave it to him. And that's what brought me out of that thing that I was in. See, I learned what it was to have somebody in your corner, especially if you've been a person who's never had anybody in your corner. Anybody that you can really identify with. Anybody that you can say, hey, man, I've been there before. You know what I mean? Like, I remember first coming in, my grand sponsor. This guy, never met him. But I called a helpline asking for help, and he was the one to answer the phone. I didn't know that he was going to be my grand sponsor. I didn't know that the guy that I walked up on was his sponsee. Didn't know none of that. But this showed me how God was working in my life. See, we got a second step, most beautiful step. I love the second step. It talks about, and I love it, it says, we come to believe that a power greater than ourselves could, possibility of, just could happen, restore us to sanity. And a lot of times people forget about that word could. The word could shows a possibility, but possibly means you've got to do some work. A sponsor is a power far greater than you, especially when you're in a moment of insanity. I don't know if you've remembered moments of insanity. I recently went through one. Get this. I went through a situation at work, and a person had to be let go. And it hurt. It hurt really bad. And I couldn't identify the feeling. I took it to a meeting and shared. Guy walked up to me. He said, "Man, it feels like somebody you love very much died, don't it?" I said, "Yeah, that's the feeling." He says, "I know what you mean." He said, "Because this was somebody you had a little bit of confidence in. This was somebody that you wanted to build up. You started building a relationship with. And because of your self-centeredness," and believe me, love can take us to a very self-centered place. It can. "That's why you feel the way you do. But don't worry, you'll get over it. And all it's going to do is make you a better person." I found out that sponsorship helps us grow up in Narcotics Anonymous. Situations will arise that's going to require you to share it and to hear it. You're going to have to go like the guys that I hang with. They do not joke. These guys believe in hitting you in your gut. They believe in hurting your feelings. But they'll tell you straight up, "If I hurt your feelings, I may save your life." And that's the key part right there. See, we forget sometimes that we're here trying to save our own lives and help somebody else save their life, too. We sometimes forget that. We sometimes think that Narcotics Anonymous ain't nothing but good times all the time, that we're supposed to be having fun all the time. But life is a very real thing. Life does not care nothing about us. Life does not have to acknowledge us, but we have to acknowledge life. And we have to respect life. If I don't, I'll go crazy. Life will beat me right up. But as I learn how to respect life and get this, accept it as it comes, instead of trying to fight with it all the time, and when it does come and I don't like it, I can go share it with somebody, wonderful things happen. I'm going to tell you something. Because of sponsorship, the first step has changed in my life a whole lot. It reads that we come to, how does the first step go? I can't even think about it right now. But it talks about being powerless over our addictions and how our lives become unmanageable. I have learned that I am powerless over the will of God. And when I go against the will of God, my life gets real unmanageable. See, after a while, after you stay here for a minute, after you commit yourself to living and learning how to live your own life, some wonderful things can start happening. And you'll hear a little call in your spirit, and you'll say, "Well, what's that?" And you'll have somebody walk up to you and say, "Man, God's calling you through your spirit now, because it's time for you to start feeding your spirit." That's why we have spiritual principles, principles that you can't see but you can feel work in your life. You know, it's just like the words. You know, I can't see a word, but if I say the right words to you, you'll feel a lot better, or you'll feel mighty bad. Them are the power of words right there. But that's the stuff that moves in our spirit. And that's how our spirits get fed. Somebody comes along and feeds us. And in the sponsorship family that I have, I mean, it's like at times we got force-fed stuff. I don't know if you could imagine what it's like. Yeah, we're 30 days clean. you don't know if you want to stay here or not. It's Sunday morning. You're in this room with all these guys. These guys got more time than you, and they don't care nothing about your feelings. They don't care nothing about your feelings. And they said strange things like, "Well, listen, if we feel like copping, we'll send you, because we can look at you and tell you know where to go and could probably get a good deal." You know, see, I know now, you know, working on this 9 years, they would beat me half to death if I went out there and tried the cop. You know what I mean? But see, I keep new people around me. So if I decide the cop, I can, you know, walk off of one of them unless they give me back what I gave them. I'm going to tell you, with the guys that I sponsor, I don't play with them. I do not play well. And I tell you very seriously, they'll say, like the one guy said, man, you hurt my feelings. And I'll say, well, I could let you die. How would you feel about that? You know what I mean? I could lie to you. How would you feel about that? You know? See, I'm obligated to tell you the truth about things. And one thing that I'm starting to see, that a lot of men don't like being responsible. Don't want to be men. You know, they say, look, I want to be the man in the house, but what about the kids? Well, no. You know, there's a reason why we are who we are. And there's a reason why we have to learn the things that we have to learn. And there's a reason why God puts the people around us. You ever notice that for some strange reason, sometimes you shouldn't have just the right people around you to tell you just the right things to get where you're trying to go? Just the right people. And I don't believe in coincidences. All the coincidences went out the room when I joined the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I started really seeing God's will in my life. And the most beautiful thing about sponsorship is going through the steps with somebody. That's a beautiful experience. It's amazing when somebody introduces you to you. And don't let you, your fourth step talks about the only purpose of this step is to sort through the contradictions and confusion in your life. And when you come to this step, you like to bring the contradictions and confusion, but you have somebody sit there saying, we ain't dealing with that. We're only going to deal with the truth about you. That's all we're going to look at is the truth. That lies and stuff, you don't have to believe that. No, you're not a creep. You may have done some creepy things, but you're not a creep. No, you're not bad. You know, you may have done some things that was off the wall, but so what? We all did. You know, I'll tell you, since I've been around this, I heard some really, really, really sick and crazy things. But then I look at the person now compared to the person who did them things a few years ago, and I see a totally different person. That's the transforming power of the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous changes stuff. The program will change you if you allow it. But you got to get a sponsor. You have to have a sponsor. You hear me? I'm going to tell you my experience. I tried to do the steps without a sponsor. I was in detox and base tests. You know, I looked at the first step. They said, we are powerless over our addiction. Our lives become unmanageable. I said, yeah, I'm powerless over drugs. You know, I didn't see addiction. I said, I'm powerless over drugs. And they whooped me. And they came to the second step. They said, we come to believe in power greater than self. Well, I says, I'm cool now, so I'm that power, so I really don't need this second step. I don't need this. And the third, make a decision to turn our will and lives over the care of God. Okay, God, I'm going to trust you. As is fourth step, we'll make a moral inventory. I don't know what the word moral meant. You know, I thought moral meant all the bad things that I ever done. I didn't know that when you do a fourth step, and then when you do it with your sponsor, if he don't let you or cause you and tell you to write down the good things that you know about yourself, you didn't do a good fourth step. Because you have good things in your life that you have done. I know you have, each and every one of us. When God created us, he said, this is good. That's what he said. He said, look at the fifth step. In the fifth step, I found out something that was just amazed me. I found out that the exact nature of my wrong was fear. Fear drove me to do the things that I did. And the only thing that I was really guilty of was putting my faith in physical things instead of spiritual things. Our basic text says very simply, you're in a dilemma. And the solution is spiritual in nature. And you have to get with the spiritual side of things to get to the solution that you're looking for. Listen, when I feel bad, I can no longer find a short skirt to make me feel better. I just can't do that no more. When I feel bad, I can't have a drink. I can't pick up something. When I feel bad, I got to learn how to pray. When things ain't going my way, I got to learn how to use God in my life. And you want me to tell you what I love about the sixth step? And my sponsor said, I said, man, I'm getting this thing out. But he said, wait a minute, I want you to read this book first. Read what it says. And he said, I'm saying, yeah, we're talking about defects. He said, no, read what it says. See, a lot of people, when they look at the sixth step, they say, well, man, I got to start writing all these defects of character. The book talks about you just finding the most glaring one, the one that you want to stop doing, and that's the one that you work on. And when you learn how to stop doing the one thing, you'll learn how to stop doing a whole lot of other things. A lot of people don't see that in the book, but it's in the book. And I love that part of the book. You know, because one thing we stop doing, when we stop using drugs, many of us run to sex. Many of us. Oh, we call it, oh, relationships. That's what we call it. You know, that's what we call it. You know what I mean? But when you get to the real side of it, all once again I'm looking for is something physical to make me feel better, to take up the space that I have took out of me when I took the drugs out of me. God blessed me. He said, I'll fill this space if you let me. You know? But it took a sponsor to tell me these things and to show me these things. And I'm going to tell you something else about sponsorship. Sponsorship is a beautiful concept. It's something that's been around for longer than, since man has been on earth, there's been sponsors, to be truthful about it. Adam had a sponsor, even though he didn't listen, you know, but he had one. Everybody had a sponsor. You know what I mean? When you look at sponsorship, you can really see the father-son situation at times. You know what I mean? The parent and the child, you know, somebody telling you the things that are happening in your life. And if you may have had a father like I had, I didn't know my father could talk until I was 14. You know what I mean? All I ever heard him do was grunt and moan and yell at people, and I couldn't understand him. But you know, I'm going to tell you the blessing. 2 days before he died, he said something to me that I've been wanting to hear all my life. He said to me, you know something? I've been watching you. And he said, I know if you continue to do the things that you're doing, you'll succeed no matter what you want to do, and I'll be behind you 100%. That's what a sponsor does. A sponsor will sit there and tell you, listen, man, when you sponsor me, it'll be an honor. I consider it a privilege to be able to give you what God has given me to give you. I really do. And I really want to do it in the most sincere fashion. And sometimes I sponsor some of the most knuckleheaded people in the world. But all they're doing is showing me a reflection of me. I see men who do some of the craziest things in the world. And then all of a sudden they say, well, man, wait a minute. Let's stop for a moment. See, like the one guy walked up to me and said, my woman hurt my feelings. And I said, you hurt your feelings. And then he looked at me like confused. You know, he says, no, that ain't what I said. I said, well, what'd you say? He said, my girl hurt my feelings. And I said, you hurt your feelings. And he said, where you get this you from? I said, because you're the one talking. You're the one who had the feelings, and you're the one who put them out there. So you put your feelings out there and they get hurt. Who hurt them? She didn't. You know, you put yourself in that position. Remember how the first time you picked it up? You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you, when I first picked it up, you know, I was standing there and everybody said, we're going to pitch in, and I gave up 15 cents, you know, and we came back with a bottle of Iron City. And I have 15 cents in that 55-cent bottle of Iron City. And that's all it cost to get high in the beginning for me. I didn't know it was going to cost me my mind in the end. But the guys that I was around showed me this. They said, man, this is the price that you paid. And see, when you get with a sponsor, the one thing he should show you is the price that you paid to get where you're at. Because you bought this hook, line, and sinker. Some people don't want to get with that. Man, listen, it wasn't my fault. Whose fault was it? You know? Whose fault was this? Oh, man, you don't understand. You don't know what I understand. See, I understand how it was when I was 9 years old, having nightmares, knocking on my parents' door, and them telling me to get away. And when I'm 40 years old, calling somebody at 4:30 in the morning saying, man, I just had a using dream. And he said, tell me about it. Big difference. Big difference. And sit there and talk to you 4:30 in the morning until about 5 o'clock, quarter after 5, till they say, man, I got to go to work now. And you want me to tell you the blessing? Was the next morning when I called the same time. He said, hey, Chuck, how you doing? He answered the phone again and talked to me again. And he kept talking to me. That guy has been talking to me for almost 9 years now. You know? And that's what I'm talking about, building a relationship with somebody. Somebody who you can let them know who you are and who will let you know who they are. And who won't take the garbage from you that so many other people will take. I'm going to tell you, in sponsorship, I've run people away from me because they didn't like the way I did it. They would tell me, man, you're too tough. You think I'm tough? Go take another hit of one of them rocks. See how tough that is. You know what I mean? You'll find out what tough is if you go back out there and use again because you say I hurt your feelings. You know, I remember Narcotics Anonymous. I don't know if you've ever heard any of those old tapes, those old timers. You know what I mean? They used to tell everybody, shut the F up, sit down, or we don't want to hear nothing from you. Listen, and you might learn something. You guys say, well, man, I don't understand. I don't want you to understand nothing. I want you to read the material. After you start reading the material, we'll talk about it, and we'll come to some understanding. Between us. I ain't concerned about you understanding what you're reading right now. I just want you to read it. Once I get it inside you, then we can work it out. And that's just the way it works. God shows us straight up, I'll put it in, you work it out. And we do this together. We can't do this alone. And that's a beautiful side of it, man. When they tell you, you don't never have to do anything bad again. Anything, get this, you don't never have to do anything alone again in your life. Nothing. And it doesn't matter what it is, you don't have to do anything alone. You know, and I'm finding this out the more I stay around this program, and what I'm learning is that these people just love me. They showed me how to love myself. Have you ever had that feeling that when you look in the mirror in the morning, and you look in the mirror and you see somebody that you never knew, and then when you realize who you're looking at, you're saying, well, like, I kind of like this guy. And you start smiling, and you realize that you're smiling at yourself because you realize all of a sudden that you really like you. And when you start liking yourself, see, a sponsor will show you how to start liking yourself. Will. He will show you how to say, hey, very simply, learn how to be your own best friend. You want to people please? Please yourself. Take yourself to dinner. I love telling people that. Take yourself to dinner. Go by yourself. Take yourself to the movie. Learn how to enjoy your own company. Because when you can enjoy your company, somebody else will be able to enjoy your company too. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, learn how to be a friend to you. You know how you used to just buy everybody everything? Buy yourself something. Man, you want me to tell you, my grand sponsor told me when I got my first job and my first paycheck, he said, when you get your first check, you make sure you buy yourself something that you know nobody else would buy you. Treat yourself like that. And I love telling people that when you get your check, buy yourself something. You deserve it. look at all, I don't know, maybe you didn't get high like I did. But I had a funny feeling y'all did. I know he did. You know what I mean? It was like everything we had to go. had to go. You know what I mean? But now I like keeping stuff. And even now, more so than anything else, I love giving stuff away. I just love giving people stuff now. I ain't never gave nobody nothing but a hard time. Now I get to give some stuff, people stuff. You know, I want to say this, that I'm going to tell you, when I was growing up, it was kind of rough. I lived in a very rough neighborhood, and you know, and there were some guys that I was kind of fearful of here and there. And I'm going to tell you, God in His wisdom has me sponsoring some of the roughest guys I've ever known in my life. You hear me? I'm talking about, and it's not just one, there's a group of them. You know what I mean? And I look at these guys, and I look at the battle scars, and I look how big they're like. And God sent me telling me, listen, this is what I want you to do, and you can't be scared. See, I can't be afraid to give you what God has given me. I have to stay open. And what I mean by staying open is, His word got to flow through me to you. And I can't stop it up. I have to let it continue to flow. And fear will take you and put you in a place will keep you from doing anything good. Fear will stop you from living. And I cannot be afraid to live today. I cannot. And I learned that from my grand sponsor and my sponsor. They said, listen, you have an opportunity to live your life now. Things is going to come. Don't be afraid. If you truly believe that God's in your life and these things are all of God, step out and go. Do it. Recently, I'm going to tell you something. By profession, I'm a nurse. Okay, I'm a nurse. God changed my whole occupation. Somebody walked up to me. I was taking this class, and a guy walked up to me, a woman actually walked up to me and said, we keep reading these papers, and your papers are interesting to folks, and you keep saying the same thing, that if we learn how to heal our neighborhoods, our families will heal our neighborhoods. And we kind of like the way you keep saying that, so we want you to consider becoming an outreach worker. And I said, I've never done anything like that. And they said, we didn't ask you what you have done. We're asking you to take this position. And I said, what? And she said, we're asking you to take this position. So I filled out the application. And as usual, whenever, you know how you fill out an application. You know what I mean? And they asked, well, what do you know pertaining to this area? And I put, nothing. You know, but I lied. Narcotics Anonymous, through sponsorship, will teach you all about outreach that you ever have to know. You learn how to reach out and touch other people. And I didn't know that. And so they hired me on this job. And when they hired me on this job, the next thing you know, I'm writing a work statement. Next thing you know, I'm involved in writing a budget. I'm writing about a program. And the next thing you know, I'm the director. And the next thing you know, fear says, you can't do that. And my grand sponsor says, why can't you do that? See, he has an office with two windows. And I got to keep in mind that many times I looked at this. He calls himself a stumble, bumble, joke, drunk, hope to die, dope thief. I look at this guy, and I see how he has come up because of his obedience to God and doing what he's supposed to do. And now he has an office with two windows in it. And I remember sitting in his office one day saying, man, God, I'd love to have an office with two windows in it. I got me an office with two windows in it. I have an office with two windows in it. And I love it. I also have a couch in my office. And every time I walk in my office, this cop stands up and says, if you lay on me, I'll fire you. And then it lays back down, going back to being a couch. I walk into this building and people see me and they say, how you doing, sir? I have it blows me away where God can take you if you allow him to take you. But you will never get there if you don't have anybody to help you get there. We all need help. Humility tells us that we need help. And I look at humility as my personal dependence on God in respect of other people. If I have a personal dependence on God, God's going to put people around me that I'm going to need to help me get where he wants me to go. And these people are going to influence my life to the point to show me, say, and all I have to do is learn how to listen. That's all. That's all I got to do. You know, I'm going to tell you, I think I'm going to quit. Because time is of the essence. I really didn't expect to do this, but I thank God that I got the opportunity to do it. And I tell you what, get this. This is what I call the key to sponsorship. Whenever someone suffering comes to me and asks, what is this program? How do you stay free? I tell them our program is much more than words. We carry a message that is seen and heard. Our message is hope, and it comes from a we. With spiritual guidance, we can't stay free. That an addict, any addict, no longer has to run. We can stop using whatever together as one. Holding each other in faith as our love spreads out. Stopping the spread of addiction with God's help. And together we do this. We do this God's way. Together we do this, and we're doing it today. I love y'all. Thanks.